In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, it has been estimated that as many as 50 million nonconformists and other undesirables unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, more than 13 million trade unionists, communists, mentally handicapped, homosexuals, and Jews, and many others who were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, it is estimated that more than 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, more than 100,000 Mayan Indians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Cambodia established gun control in 1956. From 1975 to 1977, more than 1 million Western-educated people, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. That's roughly 86 million defenseless people rounded up and destroyed by their own governments in the 20th century alone because they didn't fit in. And that's just the numbers from this list. There are many more. And it all starts with gun control. You won't see anything like this in the news, or hear politicians admitting the truth of this information, and they know the history better than anyone. Guns in the hands of honest citizens save lives and property, and yes, gun control laws only work against law-abiding citizens. Laws are for the law-abiding. Criminals have decided to reject law and do as they wish. That's why they're criminals. The next time someone talks to you about being in favor of gun control, please expose them to the honest non-public school history. Hopefully, they're not already too brainwashed to listen. Look at it like this. With guns, we are citizens. Without them, we are subjects. Think about this. During World War II, the Japanese decided not to invade America because they knew most Americans were armed and they were afraid they would take fire from every window and suffer terrible losses. If you value your freedom, please spread this anti-gun control message to all of your friends. Take this example set by the Swiss. Switzerland issues every household a gun. Switzerland's government trains every adult in the proper use of that firearm. Switzerland has the lowest gun-related crime rate of any civilized country in the world. Do not let our government waste millions of our tax dollars in an effort to make law-abiding citizens easy targets. Spread the word everywhere you can that you are a firm believer in your Second Amendment rights. Do not let them take any more of our rights away from us. It is time to speak loud before they try to silence and disarm us all forever. Remember this famous poem by Pastor Martin Niemöller, titled First They Came, written during his time in Germany in World War II. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So I ask you, who will speak for you when you are gone? Remember, governments always manipulate tragedies to attempt to disarm the people. Don't be fooled.